ADEQ Director Becky Keough and Public Service Commission Chairman Ted Thomas spoke at a joint news conference where they outlined a strategy for addressing the rule. Keough said the state is now in a good position to comply.
Like many states, Arkansas has dedicated a significant amount of work since the initial proposals were announced some months ago. Throughout this time, ADEQ and the Public Service Commission have committed to working together.
In addition to the two agencies, Keough said stakeholders and ratepayers will continue to be integral to the process.
Meaningful environmental measures can and must coexist with policies that promote job growth and economic development.
Under the rule, Arkansas must reduce carbon emissions at 19 of its power plants. The final emissions target is a 36% reduction by 2030. That's a significantly lower percentage compared to last year's proposed target of 44%. Many utilities and ratepayers had predicted electricity rates would skyrocket as a result. Now a lower target and a deadline extension may ease some of those concerns. The new target, in part, reflects the EPA's revision of the state's baseline emissions measurements from 2012. Keough said that will help Arkansas meet the goal.
In fact, EPA and EIA estimates suggest that we may reach a reduction of 12.8% from the 2012 baseline year by 2020 before any measures under the Clean Power Plan would take effect.
The recently built John W. Turk coal power plant in southwest Arkansas, fitted with some of the latest clean-burning technologies, had some impact on the baseline revision, said the PSC's Ted Thomas. He added that the threat of litigation by several states against the EPA also played a role in changing the dynamics surrounding the proposal.
Unit of emission per unit of generation, we had the worst target in the country. If there were only four or five states that were hit really hard, we would have been among them, and there might not have been the political pushback to take off some of the most onerous parts of the rule.
Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge has joined 14 other states in asking a federal judge to stay implementation of the rule. But the ADEQ's Becky Keough says her agency and the PSC will continue to find a way to comply despite the legal challenges.
It's not uncommon for us at ADEQ, anyway, to see environmental laws challenged at the federal level. So we're moving forward as we would under any, process.
Stakeholder meetings between utilities, environmental groups, and business interests are to resume in October to discuss the state's options. Arkansas must still decide how exactly it will comply with the rule. Shifting more electricity generation to natural gas and renewables and away from coal are options on the table. Also is improving efficiency at existing coal plants, which currently provide the state more than half of its electricity. The state will have to submit a plan to the EPA by September of next year, with a compliance period to begin in 2022. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.